The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
John Duggan is with me from Off the Ball. John, the GAA hiking their prices.
It'd be
cheaper to go to Disneyland Paris soon compared to the All-Ireland final.
Good evening, Kieran. Yeah, so €100 now for All-Ireland of hurling and football final stand tickets. And we have comparisons, say with the RFU, Six Nations, is around about €125 for Category 1. The Europa League final in Dublin recently, €150 for Category 1, €100 for Category 2. The Champions League final tomorrow night, Category 1, nearly €700, €690. With Category 3, €180. The FAI kind of bundled their tickets now for their men's soccer team, which I suppose, well, all these things is supply and demand. Look, if you're not a club member, and if you want to go to the All-Ireland final, you'll find a way of maybe spending €100. I actually think, I don't really have an issue with it. The GAA have to redistribute their money into their clubs, into their coaching. €100, I think in this world, it's a lot for a family. There's going to be a few things here. When you're looking at Champions League final tomorrow, all the categories, everybody says that there's no bad seat at Croke Park, but you're trying to tell me that the lower Hogan or the lower Cusick is a worse seat than the lower Davin. Maybe we should look at maybe under 16s, different price, or maybe you know, the top seats at Croke Park would be €150, because I do think there is a difference in certain views at Croke Park, but it's €155 for Terrace now for the All-Ireland Finals. Look, it's a tenner. They've only had two increases in 14 years. Last one was 2019. To me, I'm sometimes critical of the GAA. I'm really against GAA Go because I don't believe the best games should be behind a paywall for RT and GAA profit off it. But in this occasion, for an All-Ireland ticket for €100, I actually think it's a reasonable price in today's day and age.
Somebody, though, said this shrinkflation because there used to be a minor match as well for your money.
Well, so something has to be done because maybe they don't want the under-17s at Croke Park and the pressure of that at All-Ireland final day. But I was hanging around. It was lashing rain for Limerick and Kilkenny last year. And there would be nothing to do apart from drink pints until about 3 o'clock. And people were just getting annoyed and people were just hanging around. There has to be something. If you're going to say it's €100, there should be some type of entertainment, whether it's a good band or something before the final or another game. Now, the under 20 hurlers of Offaly and Tipperary play tomorrow night in Nolan Park, and Offaly fans can't get tickets for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, would there be too much demand for an All-Ireland final if you had an under 20 game as well with it? But there has to be something, I feel, for the price of €100. But what is it really, Kieran? 5 packs of smokes, 17 pints. Some people will go through that in a few days.
That's a good way of putting it. Some people will go through that in the weekend, John. Listen, there is stuff happening this weekend. Champions League final. So this is in Wembley?
Yeah, 8 o'clock tomorrow. Real Madrid against Borussia Dortmund. I think it's a bit David Goliath, to be honest. Real Madrid have won 14 times. They haven't lost European final since 1981. They are the establishment. They are the aristocrats.
And how good are they for people not following La Liga in great detail? How good are they at the moment?
Well, they won by 10 points.
Yeah.
They've no Ronaldo, no Bale anymore, no Benzema, but they have Vinicius Jr., they have Rodrigo, Camavinga, all these types of players. And Toni Kroos will have his last club game tomorrow. Good defence, Rudiger in there as well. Thibaut Courtois comes back after injury. They won the title a couple of years ago, beat Liverpool. Now, Manchester City, I still think, are the best team in the world, but Real Madrid did them on penalties earlier in the competition. Dortmund were fifth in the Bundesliga, should have won it last year, but have kind of been dogged and robust and defensive in their play. We've had strange results in European finals before, but I suppose the balance of the argument should say that Real Madrid should win it with Carlo Ancelotti in charge tomorrow night. Always, I call it the European Super Bowl. I think it's a great occasion. I think it's great. I've been lucky enough to be one of them about 11 years ago. So,
do you remember they used to play the Heineken Cup final on the same day for a few years?
Yeah.
They used to double up.
That's
right.
That
was a bumper day of sport.
Yeah,
man.
And you know, this is the problem at the moment. Like even last weekend, we were over doing Off the Ball Leinster, and you had the FA Cup and Scottish Cup finals on the same day. You have a load of GAA on, for example, this weekend. Like you have tomorrow, you got Roscommon Mayo, Cavan Dublin, Cork Donegal, and you know, all these games coming ahead. And then on Sunday, like Meath, Kerry, Monaghan, Louth, Tyrone, Clare, Derry, Armagh, Westmeath, Galway, all these football round robin matches. So yeah, it's a lot going on.
One of our listeners says, that is a great suggestion from John with regard to the entertainment at Croke Park. Maybe get Beyonce in for a halftime show.
Or Taylor Swift or Garth Brooks or Coldplay or somebody like that. But yeah, I suppose, look, the GAA has to make money. And I don't mind them making money this way. I don't like the GAA Go, as I said. But maybe a strata of different strata of tickets might be something. And also, you think you said it in one of the openers there, Kieran. Like if you're coming for Kilkenny, say Kilkenny the hurling final, and you're bringing your family, 400 quid off the bat. How much is petrol? How much is a meal? And a lot of people now, if you're coming from Kerry for the football final, are you really going to be able to afford an overnight stay in Dublin?
Yeah.
So there is the stealth costs and the hidden costs of going to an All-Ireland final, which makes it sometimes tough for people.
Just to watch Limerick beat you by 10 points at a canter.
Well, you know, there's always hope that it won't happen. But like, and also, one thing about, once again, I don't mind the 100 quid is because it is one of the great national occasions in our sport.
Yeah.
To be, and it's a couple of times a year. And I said, how much would you spend on drink and smokes and whatever this month? And I suppose sometimes you have to have an opportunity cost. But it is tough if you're following the GAA around all season, yeah.
John, great to talk to you as always. John Duggan from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.